I was ready for some more guests, but looks like we won't have any, so we'll get started.
Yeah, ain't nobody behind you, Dan.
It's all family.
I know the day's not Memorial Day, but that's just, I thought I put them on for you. Probably not. We do remember all the people that gave their lives for this country and the freedom we have right now, God, to have the Commissioner's Court, to be able to do all the things we do, God, be with their loved ones and the families. We thank you for your many blessings today, God. We're blessed people. Be with the commissioners and our judges today, God. Give us wisdom to make godly decisions in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. Pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Man, you can't run. My whole breastplate vibrates. All that metal in there when I sneeze. Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
Oh, man, don't, you don't want to sneeze. God, leave me alone. Okay.
Item 1, open up court session for comments from court citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressed the court may be limited to 3 minutes. This time, anyone out of the audience like to address the court?
Lori found her keys.
Her tooth.
Her keys.
Oh, her keys. I thought you said teeth. I'm out of hearing. I got my hearing, you know, a little off.
County insurance for a better hearing.
Yeah, yeah. I need to do that, huh?
You might want to do a little research when you get back.
Yeah, you check it out for me. Okay. Anyone on the court like to address the court?
Yes, I would. I got a thank you letter, and I want to share this, and I'm going to give it to Clark after I address this. But, you know, we don't get thanks too often, or I haven't in the last 5 months. I mean, I've gotten a lot, but it doesn't happen all the time. And Johnny told me, he said, you better frame it because it's the only one you'll ever get. So, anyway, in this little letter, a lady mentions that thanking for me taking care of her and that the drainage district, in particular, Mr. Austin Barrow, he had handled the solution and the drainage issues, and that the road and bridge came and reset their culvert and that crosses their street, and Mr. Mike drove by on a weekend during a rain check to check the status, and she certainly appreciates it all. So, Clark, I'm going to give this to you. Put in a file.
All right, thank you.
And thank you all for helping me.
You just need to get 9 more of these, Clark, and you'll get rid of one of the others.
That's right.
Which shall remain unnamed.
Okay, anyone else like to address the court? All right, item 2, discussion possible action regarding the addition of 2 buildings to the list of those approved during last week's agenda, May 21st, 2019, for coverage for the National Flood Insurance Program. The continued coverage of these 2 additional buildings is necessary in light of pending FEMA reimbursement requests. I don't know if I got to address this.
Discuss that. This is one we had taken the 2 buildings off original.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Originally, we found out after the fact that because of the pending claims of it, that we had to continue to carry the insurance until the claims were paid, and then at that point we could end it then, and we would be reimbursed for the insurance carried. Our attorney checked for us and agreed to make sure that we could do what we're doing here.
Yes.
And then we're all good.
You approved all the other ones to go on the road last time, so this is basically adding these 2 to the previously approved rec, and the rec is in the next agenda item.
Okay, and then I discussed it with Missy and Joel, and it was a late night finally working through all of this, and thankfully Denise did not hang up the phone when I called her up in the middle of the night, but thank you for getting all that and getting it straight so we could get this back on.
And we also talked to Joel about what our potential claim would be, because
he sent that to us. Everybody should have got that.
There's not a duplication of I guess funds, so we might not be talking about that much money, and to pay this much in insurance and not get much. So he's going to Joe's supposed to be trying to find out exactly what we might could be looking for. To see if this is really worth it.
Didn't you get it?
I don't know. I don't think I did get it. Do you have it? If I did get it, I hadn't seen it yet.
He's not. I made you got my email.
All right, here it is there.
So what are we talking about?
From the Vaderwick Building, I'm going to try to consolidate because it's a long deal. Total anticipated funding was $76,864 and some change. We received $33,000 in insurance. FEMA deducted that, which remained $48,962 left.
Yeah.
That we're just pending on that one building. On the other building, the whole difference on it is about $71,000.
Okay.
So it's
more than I anticipated. Okay.
Yeah, it's over $100,000 for a $15,000 short term investment, you know, which we will get back. So
okay. Yeah, we'll get some of it back anyway when it's all clear.
So anyway, but thanks everybody for doing that. Yeah. And so I'll make the motion that we approve that. Judge.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, second by Commissioner Precinct 4, that we add the two buildings that were taken off of the National Flood Insurance Program on May 21st, 2019, re-add them to our insurance coverage. Any further discussion?
No.
On the face of it, if I was saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 3, discussion possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor's per test and listings, and specifically as follows. $73,078.33 to United Healthcare Insurance from the General Fund for Group Insurance for retirees 65 years of age and older for the month of June 2019. $21,652.83 to UTMB from General Fund contract payment due June 2019. And $131,823 to Farmers Insurance for NFIP flood insurance for Orange County effective June the 2nd through June the 2nd of 2020. And
also for approval on May 28, 2019, from the General Fund, $316,363.93. Road and Bridge, $13,032.17. $300.58.
Other funds, $186.75, for a grand total of $344,600.81. Jimmy, I got a question on the NFIP. Is that an increase over last year?
It is a little bit of a... Well, I have to double check. We have to see if y'all will approve some extra funds in order to pay for with the two buildings. We had enough without the two buildings,
right,
but not enough.
But it is more because we went to the option of increased coverage last week.
Yeah.
So without the increased coverage, it had been real close to the same.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really affected by the flooding and the payouts that we've already seen. Okay.
I move to go ahead and pay the bills as listed by the auditor.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, second by Commissioner Precinct 2. Pay the bills as listed on the agenda and also presented by the auditor. Any further discussion? On the face of it, probably saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Have it. Item 4, discussion of possible action regarding approval of line item transfer involving the Sheriff's Department from fuel, oil, gas, and grease, $10,000 to other, or $10,000 to replenish account line.
Special
on this, Joe. We're just moving money around before the end of the year.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, second by Commissioner Precinct 3. Approved line item transferred from the Sheriff's Department. Any further discussions? All in favor, sit down, saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 5 is another line item transfer involving the Sheriff's Department. $10,000 from fuel, oil, gas, and grease. The repairs, rentals, and constructions, etc., $10,000 to replenish the account line.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Precinct 1, second by Commissioner Precinct 2 to approve the second line item transfer from the Sheriff's Department. Any further discussion? All in favor, sit down, saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 6, involving the 163rd Judicial District Court, which is Judge Dennis Powell. $750 from contingency to contract services and maintenance to provide funds for the remainder of the year.
Is it maintenance on equipment or machine?
It's contract maintenance on his either the printer or computer.
Okay.
Technical stuff.
Get it?
Commissioner, what it is
their
Omni funds.
That's what
Omni again.
Why?
Increased.
Good old Omni.
It kind of goes around along with the net data funds that are increased by the increased fees.
Of that. Okay.
The more they use it, the more they have to pay a fee. Yes. Okay.
So moved.
Second.
3-1. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, second by Commissioner Precinct 1. Do you approve the 163rd Judicial District line item transfer? Any further discussions? On the face, hit the top of say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Keep forgetting with it. Omni. Good though. No, the more fees you pay on it, the more money you still have. Item 7. Line item transfer involving road and bridge. From contingency for $232,327 to engineering and lab fees $69,130 and road materials $163,197. Provide the needed funds for the realignment of Old Spanish Trail, which is Highway 90.
And I'd like to just make a change on that. I want to go ahead and we're not going to probably be able to do that road this year at this point, you know, before the end of the year, so there's no use in moving that money quite yet. But I know we do need to pay that $69,130 because that work has already been done. So,
but can we use it once we start to work on the road?
Yeah, because it'll still be in contingency. I just don't want to move it over.
We can budget it for next year.
We can budget it for next year.
Okay. Are you making a motion just to transfer $69,130, right?
Yeah. Out of contingency?
Just to transfer out of contingency.
Out of contingency. Okay.
To engineering and lab fee.
Need a second.
I second.
Okay. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2, involving agenda item number 7, involving the line item transfer for Road and Bridge Department, that only the engineering and lab fees of $69,130 be removed from contingency at this time. Any further discussions?
Clark, have you been able to look at how much other material to finish out that road besides for this portion for the city so I can get with them?
Oh, no. With the estimate on doing that work, I haven't done that.
Okay.
Okay. Any further discussions? All in favor, say the top by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 8, discussion of possible action regarding approving a line item transfer involving risk management, $16,423 from contingency to flood insurance to provide the funds for the renewed NFIP policies for the Sheriff's Department substation and the weak buildings in Vidor, Texas that was previously discussed. Purchasing the insurance.
Yes. Second.
Okay. Motion been made and seconded that the amount from contingency be going into the flood insurance program involving risk management. Any further discussions? All in favor, sit down and say an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye, David. All of a sudden, I drew a blank. All right. Item 9. Discussion of possible action regarding approving a line item transfer for the Child Welfare Board. $1,000 from other to $1,000 for children's gifts to replenish the account line item.
This is just so that we can identify the items. They normally use it mainly for the children's gifts for their birthday and for Christmas.
And they turn receipts in and everything for that. And that's what it is. Anytime for like the clothing and whatnot, mm-hmm. Those receipts are coming in. We have special JCPenney's that's in the
online.
Okay.
And
those places that allow them to come in and purchase on
it. Okay. Yeah. I make a motion to replenish this account. Is it replenish or just a line item transfer?
It's a transfer.
I second that.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, second by Commissioner Precinct 1, to approve the line item transfer involving the Child Welfare Board. Any further discussions? All in favor, sit five, saying aye. Opposed? Item 10, discussion of possible action regarding Veterans Service Office hours. He's not in here, is he?
No.
Nope, he didn't come. Huh? But I just wanted to, I put that on the agenda. I wanted to discuss with the court. They're Monday through Thursday and 8 to 5. If I have concerns whether that meets or is fulfilling what our objective to service our veterans.
Damn.
4-day work week, 8 to 5. Not sure how that totals 40 hours.
Well, according to the sign on the door, 39.
Okay. It, but I just, you know, want to see what the other commissioners' thoughts were on a eight to five, 4 days a week, whether that serviced our veterans or was open enough that we thought it was providing a beneficial service.
My office is out near the veterans' office next door. And you all, also, the transportation ladies tell me that they get calls about, I mean, and they take people to Beaumont and veterans to Beaumont and Port Arthur. Well, it costs money for them to go on those buses. And here we have a veterans office right there. And I don't know if it's consistently not, has, if it hasn't consistently been open when it should be open, and so the veterans have just looked for other avenues to, I have no idea, but I think that the hours, I think it should be, you've got to have consistency so people know when something is available, and I think it should be open 5 days a week like everybody else in the county, or I mean, there's the other R is from 8 to 5, or, and we've talked about before, 9 to 6.
I think 9 to 6 with a one-hour lunch would make it, it extends you that 1 hour in the afternoon.
That's right, for people that are working.
And off of their webpage, where it says Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, it also says by scheduled appointment only. So I just think that's some
on Friday.
It doesn't say that. I mean, I figure that's what it was a scheduled appointment on Friday. But the way it reads is Monday through Thursday, scheduled appointment only. I think that's a little deceiving. And
well, I think that for I'm kind of like everybody else. I think for today we need to fix that. But I do know that we're looking at some options with the Veterans Office and some things that we can do also out there, because that's a We went, and me and Commissioner Trahan, and I went and looked at that building with a couple other folks last week. There's a lot of space out there that we're not utilizing, and we need to be. I mean, and so we're looking at some possible things that we can do.
Didn't we lease part of that space out?
To Dave Phelan's, very small. To the Representative Phelan is using part of it.
Because he used to use mine and Maury's.
Well, you had a disaster recovery team that was in there, but they're no longer in there.
It was just a temporary.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Oh, they're already gone.
Yeah, right. That was just a temporary deal. So anyway, I think we're looking at possibly Commissioner Trahan having a workshop pretty soon to be able to.
Yeah, we need to schedule a workshop to talk about how we might reorganize some like services in the same building.
And I'm fine holding this hour operation at the workshop also. I mean, that's up to y'all.
Yeah, I think we need to move forward.
I think
we can
make a change with that today.
That is
you mean about the hours of operation? I do.
Because I think you're checking into a couple of things for us also on the screen, so that we can. We're trying to figure out what we can and can't do, what we're available to do, and so when we have that for the workshop. But
so
I think
what,
today, I'm like, yeah, I think we ought to make a change for the hours. So
Monday through Friday, 9 to 6?
I think that's a good.
I like it.
Is that
a motion?
Like that.
I'll make a motion that we change the hours of the Veterans Administration from Monday through Friday, 9 to 6.
And I'll second that.
Effective.
Wait, I have one question.
Effective when?
That's what my question was going to be. Effective when?
Monday.
Monday.
Next week? Monday?
That'd be June.
Is that possible?
Yeah,
June.
Second.
Yeah, I got 4 more.
That'd be June 1.
I wish Mark was here, obviously, so we could discuss.
Well, you know, he had the opportunity to be here.
He had the opportunity.
Have we replaced Charlotte Burrell's?
And we're going to kind of hold on that
June, right.
Until we
have that workshop.
Would that be the 3rd?
Yeah.
With an hour for lunch?
Yes.
Yeah. June the 3rd.
June the 3rd.
Is that what you want, Commissioner? Commissioner Vito?
Yes, sir.
All
right. And I'll second that.
9 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Starting June the 3rd.
Ain't going to happen.
be watching.
What do you mean?
He ain't gonna be there anymore.
Well, that leads us down a different road, and we'll discuss that then.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, we've had a second.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we got a second.
Okay.
All right, motion made and seconded to change the Veterans Service Office hours from 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, starting June 3rd of 2019. Any further discussions?
No.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Okay. Okay, item 11, discussion possible action to approve the renewal agreement between the County of Orange, Texas and a Dent Trust Dental Texas PC for dental care for inmates and detainees at the Orange County Jail. This renewal agreement will become effective at the date of signing by both parties. There's a price increase on some of the services rendered by Dent Trust for the inmates, and they're listed in the Dent Trust fee schedule. Action by the court should include approval for the county judge to execute this agreement.
Do we have
Commissioners, this agreement is slightly different than the one that was previously done. There were a couple provisions that I was a little uncomfortable with. I spoke to someone at their corporate office, and we modified almost all of the provisions that I was comfortable with. The only one that did not get changed is paragraph number 11, which is basically a non-solicitation agreement that says that during the term of the agreement and for a period of 2 years and or 2 years after termination, the county will not engage directly or indirectly any employee of Dent Trust. I understand in the private world this is a pretty standard non-solicitation agreement. I personally am rapidly against non-competes and non-solicitations. However, in this situation, the county is not exactly overburdened with dentists willing to come provide services at the jail. So this is not something that I think I would be willing to dig my heels in over.
Yeah.
I mean, some of this is almost cosmetic dentistry.
It actually prohibits, the contract prohibits cosmetic.
Oh, yeah, they'd be coming in for gold teeth.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it'd be a reason to go to jail.
Sheriff, how much do we normally spend annually?
Commissioner, I didn't pull those records. I have them, but I just did not pull all of that. I wasn't sure it was actually going to make it on this week's agenda. I have all of it. I just did not
pull. Okay, I was just for information purposes, it's good for people to know how much we're spending, because they understand some of these costs that you get at the jail, but they understand some the way the budget works. But it was just for information.
I don't hate to even speculate. Yeah. I can pretty well say it's
a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
That's kind of what I was thinking, you know.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Does a local dentist do this, or do we?
No,
it's from a firm who has dentists
that travel around
and going.
Yeah, it's a firm that goes
around. Prisons,
okay.
To jails, I'm going to say, in prisons and doing this. It's a company that was kind of formed just for this.
I didn't know there was something like that.
We have ventured out before, just by word of mouth, to see locally if anyone would. And
nobody wants it.
We tried that back when I was judge, trying to see if it was
a
waste of time.
Interested in it and to come across this firm, and they did a fairly good job, so we kind of stuck with them.
I would imagine it's not an environment that a lot of dentists
want to work in.
Well,
like
you know,
to work in.
Some would be glad to do it, but we had to put a dental office in there. Remember, one dentist said, we had to put a sterile dental office in there with dental chair, instruments, everything. No.
So is there a length of
time? That's the thing government needs to do is practice medicine.
Whenever someone is in the jail before they become available for this service, or if they're in there for one night, request a dentist, we have to provide that. Is there like a guideline?
Well, if they're fixing to bond out, you know, in a few days or something, then no, they won't get to see a dentist, because they typically come in once a week to see the inmates. So they're the ones that are, I guess, long-term inmates that sometimes, if they're paper-ready to go to a prison, We used to, and they're due to see a dentist.
And even, even with that, it's still a lot of expense because we have something long term.
You'd have to spend 30 days to get your tooth fixed.
You know, it's just, it does fly in your face a little bit. I know we're required to do it, but it does fly in your face a little bit when we've got citizens out there who can't afford dental care.
Yeah.
But we are required
to do so. They get good medical care and good dental care.
Yeah. We'll get you those numbers.
Like I said, it was just for information.
Cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah.
I didn't notice on the agreement. I don't know if it makes a difference or not, but part of the motion said action by the court should include proof of county judge. They actually have my name.
We actually fixed it to have the judge's name on it. I spoke to Janine this morning. The last one had the judge's name, so we changed the name and they have it on there.
I'm all for having the judge's
one less piece of paper with yours on it, huh?
Yes, sir.
I get blamed for fixing their teeth, man.
Yeah. The judge is fixing everybody's
so
teeth.
So moved.
Second. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, second by Commissioner Precinct 4. To approve the new contract with Dent Trust Dental Texas for dental care for inmates and detainees at the Orange County Jail. Any further, and authorizing county judge to sign this thing. Any further discussion? Mm-mm. On the page, 65 saying aye.
Aye.
All right. Item 12, discussion possible action for approval by the court to renew the interlocal agreement between Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission 911 Emergency Network and Orange County. There's no changes with the new agreement other than, extending the two-year term, which is set to expire August 31st, 2019. Motion should also include approval for the county judge to sign the interlocal agreement.
This is just a renewal. Like I said, there's no changes to it, and it's something we've been a part of for several years.
I make a motion that we accept this.
And I'll second it with the judge's signature.
Yes.
Okay. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, second by Commissioner Precinct 4, to renew the 911 agreement between Orange County and the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission and approve the county judge to sign the same. Any further discussion? On the face of the top of saying aye. Opposed? Aye. Is that it? Item 13, discussion of possible
action. So
yes, okay.
That's mine.
Oh, was that you?
Meeting adjourned.
That was the quickest one.